Gracie Rocks, and I'm with Repill Morning, and I have
Ripley
and Jeff
with me, and I was going to try to guess, because you guys say, like, John is the most social. Are you John? No? You're Ripley, so you're Ryan.
Ryan, yeah.
And you're passionate about stuff. That's what I got from the description.
Sure.
And you're Stebbins?
Jeff is my name. I don't know why Stebbins would be. That's my last name.
It doesn't have Jeff on there.
On what?
On your Facebook bio. It says Stebbins. Unless I misread. But, like, you're contemplative. Is that...
Sure.
I was wondering, how did the band come to be? Like, how did you guys start out?
Yeah, well, the band has been around for a while, but as far as this version that's out touring and inputting the album we have coming out here, we were all in different bands in the Twin Cities, and we're all kind of looking for guys that were ready to hit the road and really go after it with everything and really make a career out of it. So kind of all knowing each other in different bands, we had the opportunity to form here and kind of hit the road ever since.
Gotcha. So how long has that been?
Almost 4 years now.
Yeah.
4 years. How did you guys come up with the band name?
It's just the fact that everybody's medicated in some way, whether it's 3 multivitamin or after a night of drinking, you're popping some Tylenol the next day. And the number 3 just seemed to be the magic number, so we went with it, and people have had a good response to it, so it's been cool.
And I kind of like that it's 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So it's like you got a dual name, kind of.
Right.
And you guys have Never Look Back coming out on July 29th?
Yep.
And I was down looking at your merch, so you're selling the little pre-cards for $10.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So is that cheaper than what it's going to be when it's released? Should they make sure that they come to the shows and get it?
They should get it because they get a couple of tracks right away. They get our single Electric Chair that's out right now, as well as Bottom of the Barrel. So they get a jump on everybody else as far as some new music. But yeah, I mean, it's the same price as a CD.
Oh, okay. Where did you guys record it?
Minneapolis. Yeah.
Did you, the same person, because this is your third one?
It's our second full-length CD that we put out. We put some other EPs out. Yes and no. I mean, it's our first time working with Ian Combs, who produced it in sort of this capacity. He was actually in the band previously, so he and I had worked together on some other music, obviously, once upon a time. But yeah, it was a really cool experience and cool to do it all in Minneapolis.
And then he must have, like, known, because he was in the band, so he kind of knew your guys' sound and what you were looking for and
stuff. Yeah, a bit. I mean, we've obviously evolved since he was in the band, but he's taken the career path of becoming a producer and a great one at that. So it was cool to work with him in a different manner where we're not in the band together. He's producing it, and, you know, we've all been friends with him for a long time, so it was cool for that.
Very cool. What is maybe a moment that stands out from the recording? Like maybe something that happened or?
Well, a big part of this record for us is the Pledge campaign and, you know, getting the fans a lot more involved with what's going on with us behind the scenes when we're not out on the road. So, honestly, one of the most memorable parts of the album for me was having, you know, some of those fans and Pledgers come into the studio and do some guest vocal stuff with us in the studio. And, maybe 10% of it was actual serious recording and stuff like that, and the other 90% was just a lot of fun, just hanging out with the fans of the band and stuff like that. So we definitely had a good time. That was one of the more impactful pieces of the studio experience from a really, you know, positive side and a fun side.
Right. Was there anybody that was like a standout singer and blew you away, kind of, or were they all just kind of mediocre? Not mediocre, but, you know.
Honestly, the people that we had in the studio with us, the few that we did, are actually good vocalists.
Nice.
But a lot of the stuff that we did was just kind of gang vocal stuff and stuff that was more fun, not anything seriously, you know.
So something that anybody kind of could do?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Okay.
And I mean, we didn't know exactly who was going to, you know, come into the studio with us too,
right.
So that was kind of the point.
So you can, like, plan on somebody being
absolutely
amazing, but very cool. What is a song that means the most to you from the new release? So you both can answer, because it's probably not the same song.
Go ahead, Rip. Yeah, you go first.
I don't know. It's, I think the song Vultures is probably one of the more impactful songs for me on the album, just from the standpoint that it's one of the first kind of ballad style songs that I've had a chance of working with in the studio, and it's an emotional song, and it's in the lyrics, it's in the guitar melody. I mean, everything about it is such a huge song, and so I think in general that's probably the most impactful song for me on the album.
Okay.
Yeah, I've definitely got a couple on the album. I think for me, still Electric Chair, our single that's out right now, is a big one. It's just, there was an energy. It was sort of the first song when we really started to tear into things. We were trying to balance touring and recording at the same time.
Okay.
And so when we got together and really focused on this song, like, a lot of things happened. You know, this amazing bridge happened and a lot of cool ideas. And so over the course of a few hours, we took what started out as sort of a rudimentary idea and just, you know, completely turned it into the song that it is right now. And so having everybody sort of firing on all cylinders and that energy that happens in the studio and that magic, that was a really memorable moment for me.
That was
really cool.
So are all of them kind of like that? Like all of them a group project? Or was that one just?
No, it kind of depends on the song.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that one more than any. There's a lot of collaboration that went on, but they all sort of started and finished in different places. And I mean, everybody has their stamp on it as far as what the song ultimately ended up being, but like I said, some might start with a vocal melody idea, some might start with a guitar part, a bass line, whatever.
Gotcha.
But yeah, in the end, we all kind of had our input on what we thought it needed to be. And the cool part is I think everybody feels good about what they did end up being, which is really hard to do in a band in the first place,
right?
Make everybody happy with what the songs are. So that was cool.
Not be irritated or anything.
Right.
I wanted it this way.
Yeah.
So does everybody write the songs, the lyrics too? Or is there one main lyric person?
Definitely Jeff's wheelhouse. I mean, I think he got some suggestions here and there on, you know, different ways of phrasing certain things. But besides that, I think the majority of the lyrics fall Jeff.
So how do you capture that? Are you, like, constantly writing notes down or talking into your phone? Or?
Yeah, I do a lot of driving on the road, and that's where a lot of stuff hits me or wherever I am. So my phone is full of notebooks of, you know, me typing like one or two word phrases, and then I've got tons of voice texts and melody ideas and lyrical ideas and stuff like that. So a lot of us, as things hit us, we try to track them down as fast as we can and hope like hell we can find them back when we need to start writing some more music.
What song? So how long have you guys been performing the songs off of this CD?
This tour we played the most off this album that we have at all. Some of them we played previously on, you know, Electric Chair and Bottom of the Barrel, but in general, we'll start to play more and more off the new record as this tour progresses.
So which one's your favorite to perform?
I'd say for me, probably Electric Chair right now, because the song is just so driving. There's so much energy behind it. There hasn't been one time that we've played it live when I haven't had like a shiver go up my spine while I'm playing it.
Oh,
you know that feeling when you're listening to a song and you get that shiver and you're just like, oh, I love this.
Yeah.
I get that every time we play that song.
Yeah.
Still to this day, and we've played it quite a few times so far over the past 6 months. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's my song like that.
Good. Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, I think all of them have something special, but when that one comes up in the set, you know, there's sort of a different energy, and a lot of it also has to do with the fact that people know it a little bit better than the other ones because it's a single. They've had a chance to really, you know, learn it, so that makes the energy on both sides a lot cooler, too.
Yeah.
So they're singing it and getting
it. Singing, jumping, whatever, so yeah, it's cool.
Very cool. Where do you think your biggest fan base has been so far? Is it over in Minnesota, or...?
Midwest,
or
you know, but we've got almost all over the U.S., you know, Denver and all over Texas, and certainly like Boston and New York. I mean,
we have strange little pockets in, you know, parts of the country you wouldn't expect to, because for whatever reason, we just like the music hit home in that area, or we have very, very dedicated fans in that area that have just gone to, you know, serious lengths to spread the music and really spread the message of the band. And
yeah,
that's awesome.
Super
we couldn't,
cool.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't be happier with the fans that we have currently, and we're super excited for this album to reach thousands more. So.
Yeah.
Very cool. When you guys are on the bus, what's playing on the radio or on your playlist?
Oh my God. What isn't?
Well, what's the last three songs you guys listened to? How about that?
Shit. lately it's been a lot of the tour package that we're on right now. So it's been a lot of TFK, a lot of Adelita's Way. I mean, just, you know, getting ramped up for this tour, getting excited about these guys that we're playing with. I mean, we think the world of this tour package, and we're happy to be here, you know. So it's been a lot of that. What else have we been listening to on the boat?
Yeah, and then if it's heavy, and then we'll throw in some hip hop, and I'll listen to some Ed Sheeran. You know, I mean, we're all over it. Ripley's, you know, he's a lot more into some of the more progressive, funkier kind of stuff, so he'll make us suffer through that.
Remind me, because I have a band to recommend to you then.
Okay.
What do you think your fans would be, like, surprised to hear that you listen to?
They might be surprised. John's like a really big country fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guitarist John, like really big into country, so they might be surprised to hear some of that. He's actually gotten me into a lot more country than I thought I would ever listen to.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think as we get older, we just start to listen to music for what it is. And, you know, as cliche as it might be to say, I mean, good music is good music, regardless of what style or genre it is. And I think everybody in this band, especially this band, is extremely open to all types of music.
Gotcha. And country kind of is rock now. I mean,
yeah.
Really the newer stuff.
That might be why I'm a little bit more drawn to it now than I used to be.
Yeah. What about you? Anything that your fans would be totally surprised about, Jeff?
No, I mean, we're pretty good about kind of showing how we are on and off stage. You know, there's not really any secrets as far as what kind of guys we are. We like to party and, you know, we do stupid stuff, and that's kind of it. You know, we're not too deep on some of those areas.
We're actually children a lot of the time.
Yeah, very childish.
But that's one of the luxuries of this business, is you get to be a child a lot more than you would in, you know, a day-to-day desk job, office environment. So take advantage of it.
Yeah, no doubt.
What has been one of your favorite pinch me moments?
What moment?
A pinch me moment, like I can't believe this is happening moment.
I don't know. Recent one was you know, Rockfest for me. You know, just being able to you know, play with all these, you know, Megatron bands. It's not the first festival show we've played either, but, you know, just in general, you know, playing alongside, you know, Marilyn Manson, for example, I think that's pretty epic.
Right.
That was kind of a pinch me moment, definitely. Make sure I'm really actually here doing this right now. Yeah.
Did you get to, like, stand on the side stage and watch and stuff?
For a lot of the bands, yes. Yeah.
That's super cool. Yeah. They had a huge lineup at Rockfest.
Oh, yeah.
I kept seeing people post pictures, and I'm like, why didn't I know about this? This looks amazing.
That was great.
What about you?
Yeah, I think there's a show that I remember a few years ago where we were down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we just had a song that had started to get some traction on the radio, and we played that song, and the whole crowd, the whole place in there sang that song as loud as we were, and I was like, whoa, so this is what happens when a song really gets out there, you know, and sort of that energy, like, wow, there's really something happening here for us, you know, and I think that those type of moments have definitely fueled us as we continue to try to push everything we're doing further and further, and that's starting to happen more and more and more, and it's addicting. You want it everywhere you go, right? So, yeah, but those moments when they happen, they at least show you're doing the right things and you're impacting people in the right way, and that's really cool.
And it's got to be amazing because you wrote the words. Like,
right.
It's got to be a little bit even more because
yeah.
They're singing what you wrote.
Yeah, it's
got to be amazing.
Yep, definitely.
What is your favorite food to eat on tour that you don't eat when you're at home?
I eat a ton more hamburgers on the road than I end up ever eating burgers at all. Never, ever. But when we're out, it's like a twice or three times a week kind of thing. Because it's always a safe bet. You never know if you're going to get good food. I'm like, well, I might not die if I eat this burger.
Right. It's kind of hard to mess up a hamburger.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can always cut it and see if it's good or not.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of foods that you can only get really good in some places, right? So, I mean, there's the, you know, age-old pizza debate, but, I mean, when we're in Chicago, we almost notoriously will always get pizza in Chicago because they call it Chicago-style deep dish for a reason, you know? Or if you're in New York, you know what I mean? It's another pizza thing. me and John in particular talk about pizza on a daily basis. So, or Pete's, as we call it. But yeah, so I think in general, I eat a lot healthier when I am home, that's for sure.
Gotcha.
But that's because, you know, I have the luxury of going to the grocery and buying healthier foods and stuff like that. But, you know, when you're out on the road, you definitely take advantage of the specialty foods in the area that you're visiting. So.
Right, right. Is this your guys' first time in Detroit playing?
Definitely not, no.
No?
No, we've been here on a yearly basis for the past four.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Have you guys made, I think I know the answer to this question, if your tour manager is always your tour manager, but have you been up to the machine shop?
Yep.
Who did you play with there?
We did some shows with Nonpoint there.
Okay.
12 Stones. I'm trying to think of who else. But yeah, those two are the ones that I can remember right now. You remember any other ones?
Too many. Have you guys made it up to Traverse City?
I have.
Way up
maybe
north.
Maybe once upon a time. Yeah, no.
There's a, it's called Streeter's Ground Zero. So I just wondered if maybe you guys made up there. Well, I'll wrap it up because I'm sure you guys have stuff to do. What can your fans expect for the rest of 2016?
Tour, 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 tour. That's the only game plan right now. Obviously, with the album launching, we want to be on the road supporting it in every possible way we can. And the best way to do that is to be on the road, interacting with fans and playing shows for people.
And this tour just started, right?
Yep.
So how long will this tour last you?
Till late August.
Okay. Do you have plans after August, or can't you release them yet?
Yeah, lots of plans talked about. I don't know for sure yet, but I mean, undoubtedly we'll be rocking stages somewhere. That's what we need to be doing.
Gotcha. Well, thank you guys for taking the time to do the interview.
Thank you.